I'm Lacey. Life is too fun to be held down by kids.
Hi, I'm Amy. Being a mom is the most rewarding job ever.
Loose lips and childbearing hips.
It's okay. You're probably just tired from not doing anything all day.
Uh-huh.
That's it. I am tired of you selfish children begging like it's a pledge drive. I did not raise a house full of public radio stations.
I'm tired of your goddamn rock and roll, anything goes lifestyle.
Welcome to Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips. I am Lacey G.
She's so informative and teaches me new vocabulary like phantom hanger.
That's a you think is a boogie in your nose. You know what's even worse than that, though, is whenever, like, I'll get dry skin on the outside of my nose, and then it's like, well, is that a booger or is that dry skin? Mm-hmm. But if you have to ask yourself, then other people are asking the same thing.
Right.
So kind of like what we said about, you know, unfortunate camel toe and some gym shorts. Like, if you have to question, is that a seam?
Yeah.
Or a toe, then it's probably best to just not go with them.
Exactly. Take
and
care of it.
And then for sure, don't tell anybody else about it. And then they say that around you and you think that they're looking at it and ends up you're wearing a really large shirt so no one can see, but still you're paranoid about your toe. And with me today, she thinks she is unlikable. I think she is completely lovable. She doesn't want me to put up a poll on Twitter to prove it, but she proves her love to me with little things like cleaning up my complexion before posting revenge photos. Her name is...
Amy Nichols. You are welcome.
So Amy posted these revenge photos of me because I got into this kick where I would post quote-unquote bad-looking photos of you just because you'd be making a funny face.
Yeah.
We'd take a series of photos and you'd make a funny face. So
it wasn't all good fun.
Yeah. It wasn't anything really bad. Not like the chinny photo that you posted of me, but I used to steal Amy's phone and take a bunch of selfies on her phone, and Amy kept all of them and ended up said, I'm going to exact revenge on you, and I'm going to post all these photos. And so I'm like waiting all paranoid, like, oh my God, what are these photos going to be? And then you posted them, and they were funny.
They were. They were great.
I guess I forgot to tell you that because you walked in and was like, hey, did you like those photos?
Is it okay? Like, are we talking today or what?
Are we breaking up? What exactly is going on here? And then you told me, what did you tell me, Amy?
I fixed some blemishes that were on those photos because the silly face is funny. But if you got a big old red spot on your nose or whatever, no one wants to look at that. That's not funny.
And you called it a blemish, too, instead of calling it by its ugly name, a pimple or a zit. I just thought that was so adorable. You're taking revenge out on me, but you still clean up my complexion.
Yeah, in a nice way.
You're so sweet. So, Amy, did you have a good weekend?
I did.
What'd you do?
We accomplished everything we intended to. We did some kayaking with the kids. It was their first time.
Mm-hmm.
They hated their life vests, but I made them wear it. They were like, oh my God, I'm joking. And they kept on pulling at it instead of like using their arms to use the paddle left, right, left, right. No, they were just like holding themselves at the neck like they were dying.
You have to, because unfun fact, I don't know if you know this. You know the guy who created North Park? He created North Park and... one of those other, not North,
North
Park,
Face.
North Face, thank you. North Face and one of those other active brands. I can't remember which one. Anyway, he died last year in a kayaking accident.
You're kidding.
Mm-hmm. And this is somebody who lived on adventures like that. I mean, him and his friend, it's something degrees north, 91 degrees north maybe. It's on Netflix or south, 91 degrees south. It's on Netflix. Anyway, it's about him and his friend taking off on expeditions, and that's why they created North Face and...
yeah.
Whatever the other competitor is.
No, I mean, I think it's against the law, too, to be on a body of water like a lake that's public and not wear that kind of safety.
It's just not safe. Yeah.
No.
It's just, it's not safe. As much as I hate life vests, you have to.
Yeah.
Well, good. I'm glad that y'all had a good weekend.
Yeah.
I'm also glad that you invited your kids to go out on the kayak because you know who has not gotten an invite?
You.
Mm-hmm.
You have a kayak.
I have an inflatable one. That's hardly the same thing.
Okay, so you can come with me, but I cannot lift the kayaks onto the car by myself. So I need someone to help me load it, and I'll meet you wherever. I just need a strong, abled person to assist me.
I'm strong and abled-ish.
Well, you could come to my house and help me load it, but it's a long way out of the way.
We need a test run first. We need to see if we can actually load it before we make plans to go out
in
public.
Yes.
Or have Josh load it, and then we can go out in public and play stupid girls and have somebody come unload it for us. But then they'd have to stick around until we were done.
I've unloaded it before. I can do that. I can pull it down. I mean, like, it fell to the ground. Oh, no. But I can't actually lift it over my head.
See, I don't know what I would do. That's why I got the inflatable. I figured, let's see if we can use this. And then we've used it once. And I keep asking my husband, Jeremy, I'm like, hey, do you want to go out this weekend? You want to do something? He's like, no, I work outside all the time and it's hot. So he has absolutely no desire to do anything outside. I was even using you and your family as an example. I'm like, well, they go kayaking all the time and train his girlfriend with paddleboarding. And why don't you love me more? And all this stupid kind of stuff.
We've only been twice. It's not all the time, but we just got it. So
good for you.
You are going with us. We need to just like write it down on the calendar.
For sure. I would love to. I had an exciting weekend.
Yes.
You know why?
Well, you told me that you're hanging out with family, right?
Mm-hmm. But mostly it's because I had plans. Usually I'm so busy on the weekends that it's just like obligation after obligation, and it's not necessarily fun, but I only plan stuff for the weekend. So normally weekends are busy, 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 but right now, very unpopular season for me. I don't know why. I have, and I'm not drinking too, so that really limits what I'm doing. I know that sounds super lame for a grown-ass adult to say that, but I mean, it does. If I'm going to go hang out with my friends for the weekend, and it's like, okay, well, I'll come hang out with y'all and be sober, well, then that's just... My friends, that's not fun because my friends don't have any kids and they live their life drunkenly. And that's probably why we're such good friends. Because what else are we going to do?
I mean, outside activities?
Yeah. So no, with my husband. But I had my sister niece over and she came and stayed the night with me on Friday.
Yes. What a sweetie. She has the biggest, beautiful doe eyes ever.
She does have big, beautiful eyes. And she knows it too. She lives with my parents. My parents adopted her and they're really strict and she's homeschooled. And so whenever she's around me, she's just like, I want this because she knows that I'll give it to her and she will bat those big old blue eyes. She's so cute. But I took her to Dave & Buster's and on the way there, I realized that I am adulting or parenting or guardianing wrong or whatever because... She's busy playing on my phone. I mean, we talked for a while, but I had to go pick her up out in the country, and then I drove her. That's 15, 20 minutes away, and then I drove her another 20 minutes. So, I mean, we were in the car for a while. So we talked for a little bit, and then she wanted to play on my phone, so I give it to her. She's sitting there playing on my phone. Well, I listen to harder kind of music. And so I had it turned down because I didn't want it to scare her because this girl has only listened to Christian music
Very
only.
Sheltered.
Except for I do have one video of her. This was probably, I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago, maybe even whatever. And the very first rock song that she heard was Pour Some Sugar on Me. And she goes, I just want to rock, and just started shaking it in the back seat. And I'm just like, oh my God, this is what happens whenever you show her one song. And that's like the well-known stripper anthem too. So I'm like, quit shaking it to that song. You can't.
I didn't know that was a stripper anthem.
Pour Some Sugar on Me.
I mean, I guess it makes sense, but I don't know. I just love it. It's a fun one to dance to.
Yeah. On the pole, especially. Yeah. It's I imagine perfect. That's a stripper anthem. I mean, I don't know. My friends are drunks, not strippers. So.
Well, it makes sense to me. I love it.
Well, anyway, on the way to Dave & Buster's, I had the music turned down low because I didn't want it to scare her because some of it can be kind of like this, you know, and I didn't want it to scare her. So I had it turned down and all of a sudden she just looks up and she goes, why did that person just say that they hate themselves? And I'm like, never mind. You ruined everything. So I changed the channel. So I ended up putting it on 90s rock, figuring that wasn't nearly as bad. But then we were jamming out to Hole and Sublime and Lovin' is What I Got. So it was fine. But are you supposed to watch your music while you're around children?
It depends on what your, I want to choose the right word. Not values, but I mean, growing up for me, my parents didn't let me listen to anything but Christian or oldies, which even oldies, some of the subject matter is a little questionable, but I was never allowed to listen to rock or hip hop or anything. But for me, it's like, as long as you know what's right and wrong and you use that lesson with your kids every day, then I don't know what music has to do with it. And personally, not only do I have a bad memory, but I don't understand lyrics. Mm-hmm, like, I love the beat, but I don't know what they're saying. Mm-hmm. So I'll just make up my own or hum along.
And I always get the words wrong.
Yeah.
So I didn't know if I was doing that wrong. I just tried to monitor what she was listening to. If I knew a cuss word was coming up, I'd turn it down.
Yeah.
I didn't think that the content was bad. And of course, she's not going to take it any other way. But it really did surprise me that she picked up on that one part. And she's like, why do they hate themselves? And I'm like, we all hate ourselves, sweetie. You're just not there yet.
Just wait.
So we went to Dave & Buster's. Had a freaking blast. I love that place.
Yeah.
Absolutely love that place. They had, I mean, it goes from Guitar Hero to Fruit Ninja. To, there was this interactive Olympic game. So you're like standing on a stand, kind of like you would on Wii,
yeah.
And do a run and a jump and jump over these hurdles. I mean, it was so much fun. We had such a blast. And then we went back to my house and had girls' day. My husband Jeremy was at work. So it was just me and Heaven. And we did facials, we did pedicures. All kind of fun stuff. Well, since we're doing spa, she goes, well, I want to wear a robe since we're going to do spa. I was like,
how
okay.
Fun.
So I gave her a robe and I was like, well, do you want anything on under your robe or do you just want to put on a robe? She goes, no, I want to put on a robe. I'm a lady. I said, okay. So she does that. And then next thing I know, robe's open and she's running around and she's like, I'm naked, girl. I'm naked. I could never do this at home. And I'm just like, oh my girl, you're not discreet at all. Like, I was naked a lot as a child, but I was also raised with some women who would dance to Pour Some Sugar on Me. Maybe I do have more of a background than making sense now. But I was raised in a different kind of environment. So it wasn't a big deal for me to be naked.
It doesn't matter. I mean, kids are not born with shame. So it's totally normal. I know my best friend growing up, she was way too old and she was a pastor's kid. So people would come over to their house and get prayed for, have a prayer request or whatever. And she'd be walking around the living room way too old, naked. And her dad would be like, okay, honey, we're close to puberty. You need to put some clothes on.
See, and she absolutely does not do that. She has to cover up around my dad and Jeremy wasn't at home. So that's why I didn't care. It was just, She was so enthusiastic
and
about
it's
it.
Freedom.
Yes.
She never gets to do it.
She kept screaming, I love being naked. I can't ever be naked. I love it. And I'm just like, tone it down just a little bit.
When I was 8, my mom married my stepdad, and I always wore big old t-shirts and just my panties to bed. But as soon as they got married, he said, I can't let her run around at that age. Mm-hmm. She has to put some shorts on. And I was so mad. I mean, yes, it totally makes sense now. As a grown-up, he made me put shorts on. But it was so frustrating. If I want to go to bed, whatever I'm wearing is fine.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, that was a little just disappointment.
So it's not strange?
No, not at all.
Okay.
I think it's great that you let her just be herself in her skin.
I let her do almost whatever she wants to do while she is with me. Because everybody else is so strict. So it's like, okay, well, you get to come here and you get to have fun. And I mean, I don't go against what anybody else believes. So it's not like that. I'm not over here and I'm like, hey, little girl, you want to try some alcohol or something like that? You know, it's nothing, anything bad, but we're girls. I mean, I remember I went to go shower with her one time and I will shower with her and I will shower with my other niece because we're girls. So it doesn't matter. And especially if you have to wash somebody's hair, it's easier if we just do it in the shower together. And the first time I went to a shower with one of them, I don't remember which one, Jeremy was like, well, isn't it weird for y'all to shower together? And I was like, sweetie, it's only weird if you make it weird. And I don't plan on making it weird. Like, we're going to do shower stuff while we're in there and that's
it. I remember when the kids were little, oh gosh, our bathroom, our whole house living situation was a disaster, but it hurt my knees so bad to bend over the bathtub and wash their hair or their bodies, whatever. I was so thankful when they could do all that stuff themselves.
Mm-hmm. Ugh. Ooh, and another question, when can they do this themselves? We did mani-pedis. Well, I go to paint her toenails and she had some gnarly toenails. And I'm just like, ooh, girls, you need to cut those. So I cut them for her. But then I'm thinking, at what age do you start taking care of this stuff yourself?
I don't know. because my kids, I have to remind them on a regular basis, okay, go get the clippers, take care of your toes or whatever. I don't know. I think kids finally start caring about themselves whenever they are liking another guy or girl.
Mm-hmm.
When they hit puberty, they're like, oh, I better smell good and I should, you know, brush my hair or whatever.
Yeah. I was just curious because, I mean, you still have to wash her hair, which she's only 8. So, I mean, she is still young, but I just don't remember whenever I started doing that kind of stuff.
I mean, I still have to remind Maddox, he's 11 years old, to sit on his bottom with his feet forward at the dinner table. I mean, and that's every meal that I'm at home with him every single day. So that's it's racked up a large number mm-hmm. of how many times I've had to say that.
Well, the next day, Heaven loves pancakes. And so I thought, how fun. We're going to go to a staple of Fort Worth. We're going to go to Old South Pancake House.
I love that place.
That place is so old school. It's been around for forever.
Has she ever been?
No. And I thought, you can get all this different kind of fun stuff put on your pancakes. Mm-hmm. Well, of course, we get there. Mm-mm. She wants plain pancakes.
Oh, boring.
With bacon. As she dipped in her butter and in syrup.
Guilty.
But whenever we were getting ready to go out there, she decided she wanted to start playing in my high heels. And so she goes and she puts on all these different ones. And I'm telling her, I wear large heels. So I didn't feel comfortable with letting her walk around in those. So, I mean, she'd pick out some ginormous. And I'm just like, no, sweetie, you've never walked in heels before. You're not going to walk in those. You're going to break your face. Well, she ended up finding a pair and she's like, look, I can walk in these. And they're still pretty tall. So I said, okay, well, you can wear them to the restaurant, but you're going to take them off in the parking lot and put them back on once we get inside. And I was just like, screw it. I'll carry the shoes. It's no big deal. Well, I meant like once you get inside and get seated, you can put them on at the table. No, we go inside. They're on a wait. She sat down like there wasn't necessarily room for her, but she's a kid, so she just made room. So she just basically sat down on top of these people and put on those heels and then started walking around. But she doesn't know how to walk in heels, so she's walking funny. So she's walking like almost marching, pigeon-toed, legs out. And I'm just like, oh, no. You're going to walk in heels. You're going to walk right. You need to stand up straight.
Aww.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I'm glad that she waited and until she found a seat. I'm glad she didn't, you know, stop right in the middle of the doorway. But I mean, you got to learn somehow in some way.
Gosh, that's how you teach her.
I bet I walked that way when I first started wearing heels.
Well, I know. And that then your mom shouldn't have let you. I think you still walk that way. But I mean, you have to teach them. I wasn't saying that to be rude, but I'm saying if you're going to wear heels out in public, you're not going to act like you have poison on your feet. You need to walk straight. You need to be a lady. But then I did feel bad because she was real congested. She had stopped up nose and everything else. Well, she's sitting there talking to me. And like I said, I try to let her get away with stuff. I really do. But she's sitting there talking to me and she's smacking her food. And I'm like, you need to be a lady. You need she had her legs open. Mm-hmm. You need to close your legs. You need to chew with your mouth closed. Well, then she was like, I can't breathe. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, then I'll let you. I guess that makes sense. So I felt bad for that.
Yeah.
But the heels, not so much.
No.
If you're going to wear them, you have to wear them right.
Sure. If that's it, they're your heels. You tell her to do whatever you want.
Yeah. Don't be making a spectacle out of us. You need to glide on out of here like the proper little lady that you are.
It's so normal for an 8-year-old to be wearing heels to brunch.
And my family, hell yeah, she is just like me. So she likes to be naked and wear heels. So, well, I saw this article, Amy, and it reminded me a lot of you and I, because this article was about all these stupid mistakes that parents have made, and they're blaming it on, I don't know, pregnancy brain, children. I don't know why
lack
this is like.
Sleep.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, I don't have any kids, but I can still completely relate to this because I am in a constant state of confusion because I don't sleep. The example that caught my eye, this woman said, I couldn't remember the word hand. I called it arm foot for hours. And I was like, oh my God, that's me and Amy, because it's like, what do you call that thing that you put a tape in that we used to watch? The VHS? I can't even think of what it's called now. VCR. The VCR. Yeah. Okay. I can't think of like simple, stupid little words like this. And then listening, you might think, oh, that's not a big deal. But I'm pretty sure if you met me in person and I'm just like, you'd be like, oh my God, this girl's a flipping idiot.
I can't listen to her one more minute.
Yeah. What is she? What are you trying to say? Spit it out.
Oh, I'm so guilty too. And I second guess myself a lot. I don't even know what I'm saying. I'm like, what did I just say? I don't know.
I mix up phrases. I mix up words. I don't know what's going on in life. So I had some examples from other people, and then I think you and I have some of our own examples too.
Yes.
This one mom said, I spent 45 minutes rocking my newborn baby to sleep, only to crack his head on the door frame while carrying him into his bedroom.
Oh, yeah.
When my son was 4, I was helping him brush his teeth when he started screaming that it tasted funny. I'd mixed up the toothpaste and the diaper rash cream. Did you ever do that?
No.
I did worse than that.
Oh.
I did. My friend Cindy lived with her grandmother, and I was upstairs brushing my teeth in her grandmother's bathroom. I was like, what is wrong? This stuff is stuck in my mouth, in case you can't decipher that.
Yeah, I couldn't.
It's because I used ginger cream instead of toothpaste, and that stuff is like cement in your mouth.
How did you get it out?
I don't remember.
Oh,
it's not there anymore, though. I can assure you that.
That's
yeah.
Right. Good to hear.
I've been to the dentist many times since then. I know one thing that I did straight from sleep deprivation. I have to pick and choose what concerts I want to go to, because if it's on a weeknight, I'm not going to go unless it's something that I need to go to, because we wake up so early for work. If I go to a concert, I can go to a concert and not drink, and that's fine. I'll only get like an hour of sleep, though, and I'm fine with that. But I can't drink and only get an hour of sleep. I can't.
Yeah.
I can be tired, but I can't be hungover and tired. I can only be one. Well, several years ago, there was a Halloween concert and Rob Zombie was here. And I've never seen Rob Zombie. And so I was like, all right, we're going. I don't care that it's on a Thursday. I think it was on a Wednesday. Whatever. We're going to go. So we go to this concert. We had so much fun. And I was great. The next day at work, everybody was so sympathetic to me. They're like, oh my God, how are you doing today? And I was like, I'm great. Why? No big deal. No big deal at all. Well, Jeremy and I were getting ready to leave for Nashville the next day. So after I got home from work that evening, I had to get all my stuff ready, wash, packed everything. After work, we're leaving straight for Nashville. Well, I get home from work and Jeremy asked me to do one thing and I just started crying and
fell completely apart.
Amy, I have only cried in front of this man. We've been together, I don't know, 8 years, about to have our third wedding anniversary. I've cried in front of him only a handful of times. Most of those were TV and movie related. But yeah, for me to sit there and cry actual tears,
wow.
He's just like, we're never doing this during the week again. And I'm like, I just have so much stuff to do. And he's like, you just have to wash clothes and pack. You need to calm down. Go take a nap. Like, I don't know what to tell you right now.
When you're tired, it feels like the end of the world.
It does.
Oh,
that's why my days are so long. I was just waiting for the end of the world.
By the way, we survived.
We did. The world was supposed to end on Saturday.
It was.
We kept doing welfare checks with each
other.
Yeah,
I gave one a little too soon Saturday morning, and you reminded me maybe it would end Saturday night. So.
Well, yeah, we didn't know because certain stuff in the sky was supposed to align, which was prophesized, I guess, in Revelation. Mm-hmm. So people were speculating. I guess scientists. This wasn't even.
Yeah.
It was religion related, but I mean, this wasn't religious people saying this. This was more like scientists, stars,
yeah,
that were saying, okay, well, according to Revelations, this is happening. And so this could be the end of the world. So yeah, so you texted me on Saturday and was like, woohoo, we survived. And I was like, but what if it's Saturday night? I didn't mean to rain on your I'm alive parade. I was just a little bit unclear about the directions.
Anyhow, we made it. So that's great news. But we're still very tired.
All the time.
Whenever I was still in college, I wasn't always going to do graphic design. I was going to do architecture before that. And it was so demanding. And having two small kids, I'm not even exaggerating when I say that I would not sleep not one wink a couple times a week. I'd stay up because I have to take care of my kids during the day, and then I'd do all my schoolwork at night and, you know, have it ready for the next day or whatever. And I would fall asleep sitting up, not laying on the couch or anything. Like, there was no brace for my back at all. I would fall asleep sitting up for 10 minutes. And I'm like, oh, crap. I'd wake up. I'm like, I'm supposed to get my kids from school 10 minutes ago. I mean, it was really, really bad. Another time in that period of my life, my son was eating something and he started to choke. And he was toddler, 2-3 kind of age. And I was so tired. My first reaction was to karate chop his neck to get it out. And I did not do it. But PSA, that you are supposed to lower the kid's head below the chest, head down below the chest, and then like quick hits to the back. 5 in the middle of their shoulder blades. Just to let you know, don't karate chop their neck.
Hey, I say do whatever you got to do to make that kid survive.
But I was so tired. I was not thinking correctly. It was so bad.
You know, I feel really bad because I have never, ever studied like that or devoted that much time and energy into everything. Whenever my husband Jeremy has to test for the fire department, there, they don't just promote. You have to take a test. You have to do better than everybody else. You have to be in the top percentage. And then eventually, my husband took his test last year, and he's just now getting ready to promote now because it all is according to who retires first, who's getting moved up, what rank you got, just everything.
And so it's a big commitment.
Oh, yeah. And you have to spend months studying. Mm-hmm. This is his third time taking the test, only his second time since he's been on the job. You also have to test. I'm pretty sure you have to test to get on too. But this is third time taking a test and only his second time getting promoted. The first time he made, I don't know, an 87, which you would think, good job.
Pretty great.
That sounds like a great test score. No, that was not enough for him to promote. And I felt so bad because he had devoted 3-4 months of doing nothing but studying. And it's just like, if I did my own homework, I half-assed it. I still did okay, but at least in high school, I got other people to do my stuff for me. Well, I didn't always have to do. It was very easy for me. But I also went to community college, and I only checked the sum college box. So don't live your life like me. I just didn't put forth the effort. Don't get me wrong; I'm living the dream now. This is
a
awesome.
Lot of people. No, there's a lot of people. Like I'm a pretty good test taker. As long as I paid attention in class and, you know, wasn't on my phone or computer or whatever, I did okay. But it's with that architecture program, it was either you can be a successful architect or you can be a successful mother. I could not do both. So I had to give one up and I chose my children.
I do have a mother fail for you, though.
That I did?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Recently? I think, yeah.
Oh.
I can't remember if I've ever said this on the podcast before or not. If I have, I'm sorry to be a repeater. And if I have not, PSA, don't be like me.
It's not egg sandwiches, is it?
No.
Okay.
But I went to a lot of different schools whenever I was younger. And so I figured out this trick that if you never go to class, then you're not on the roster. So then you can never be counted as absent. So whenever I started a new school, whenever I moved in with my grandparents, I had figured out this trick. So I skipped like my English lit or something for the first, I don't know, 3 weeks before I got caught. And finally I got caught skipping class. And then they sent me to in school suspension. And they asked my teacher for work. She's like, I've never even heard of this person ever. Yeah, it's because I've been skipping your class for 3 weeks. So I used to do that. Also, I was a bad person, so I apologize.
You're
whatever.
Not a bad person.
Well, I've told you this. Well, you know all my stories.
You made bad choices. You weren't a bad person.
Well, Amy comes into work the other day and she's like, so I was telling Morgan about how you used to skip class and never show up so your name wouldn't be on the roster. Morgan is your 13-year-old daughter?
Yes.
So your name would never be on the roster. And I was like, Amy, do you think it's smart to tell your children that? Like, you're telling them how to get away with skipping school.
It was really bad of me, but I don't remember. There was a reason why I told them. I just don't remember the reason.
You were telling them to not be like me, but I think that you were giving them ideas at the same time.
Yeah, too much information.
Yeah. Just in case you don't know how to skip class, this is how you do it.
I don't know if I said this either. We're big repeaters or something. We should only talk on the podcast so that we're not ever confused.
I'm always confused, though, so that doesn't work. That's not going to help me in other aspects of life.
My son Maddox, I think he thought he was going to get in trouble. It was the first week of school this year, and a teacher stopped him, and he felt nervous. So he thought he was going to be in trouble, and she's just like, "What's your name?" And he didn't want to be honest because he wanted to stay safe. So he said, "You can call me Jill. Jeff. No, not Jill." I'm so tired. I can't remember the name.
You can call me Caitlin.
You can call me Jeffrey. And I just thought that was so funny. Me and Josh just laughed and laughed at the dinner table when he told us, even though we probably should have told him to be honest and tell the teachers his the truth with authority. That's probably best.
No, I like that. And he came up with another name, right? Mathix?
Oh, no. A friend of ours did. But yeah, he's a real math whiz. And someone said this weekend, you should call him Mathematix, like his name with math in front of it. And I thought it was so cute.
That is cute.
I don't think he likes it as much as I do.
I think that's adorable. Did you ever have your kids say anything really cute, like they're misspeaking? Like this one mom said, my four-year-old daughter calls the Olympics the Olympics. I don't correct her because I'm a horrible person. I know that I had a friend for the longest time, Holly. She listens to the podcast. Hello, Holly. Holly used to say if she wanted to drink something, she would take a zip of tea. We're from Georgia. So, mom, let me have a zip of that sweet tea. And her mom never corrected her until we were in elementary school, maybe even middle school. I think it was middle school. And Holly found out at school and she was like, mom, why didn't you ever tell me I was saying this wrong? And she's like, oh, I just thought you were being cute. Because she would always say zip.
Yeah.
Let me have a zip of your drink.
We did the same thing with my baby sister. Yeah, we let her say remember with an N. I would say until middle school or maybe even high school. She probably realized she was saying it, but we would have to like, hey, you just said this. You really need to start correcting yourself so you don't, as an adult, you don't look like a big idiot.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, my kids have said lots of cute things. They are adorable, if you didn't know. Maddox has said cowboys and onions when he was little instead of Indians. And I thought that was the sweetest thing. He would also say when we were watching baseball, I think the Rangers, I'm really not good at this. I think they made it to the World Series recently. And anyways, he kept on calling it the World Series instead of the World Series. I don't know, lots of good stuff. There's a good 4-minute video on my Facebook page of Morgan trying to say SpaghettiOs. And we are like quizzing her over and over. And she thinks she's saying SpaghettiOs, but she's not. Over and over again, she's saying SCAPETTIOS. And it's just adorable.
How cute.
I know. And it didn't trigger in her head. Anyways, we were kind of haggling her, but she was such a good sport. We love her. She's just so funny.
Was this recently?
No, it was years ago.
Okay.
But when it comes up in my timeline, memories, I always
share it.
Yeah.
See, I'm way too adult now because the words I can't say, you're going to have to decipher for me. Endometriosis.
Endometriosis.
Yeah. Because I know my girlfriend, oh crap, I need to check on her. She had surgery for that yesterday.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I can't say that. My sister-in-law and my neighbor's last name is Pacheco. But I have to say it like that because if I don't sound it out in my head, I always think it's Pacheco. And so, and my sister-in-law's name's this. But I don't know. So, I see my neighbor all the time. She's a really good friend of mine. I'll always hang out with her. But I'm just like, something, Pacheco. And I say it with such confidence. And she's like, I'm not Manny Pacheco. No, it's Pacheco. How can you not say Pacheco? And I'm just like, why isn't it Pacheco? Like, I don't understand. I don't know at all.
Mean, it's probably training of the tongue, too. You know, in some languages, Spanish, there's the rolling of the R. Our tongues aren't trained to do that. And so maybe it's harder for us to, as originally speaking English, we wouldn't know how to make those sounds with our tongue or whatever.
This one mom wrote in and said, my daughter said armadillo P instead of elemento P when she sang the alphabet song. One of my mom's favorite stories about me, in kindergarten, we had songs for everything, including the colors. Well, I came home so excited one day because I told my mom, there's this song about me. And she's like, what? And I was like, it's called Be a Lacy K. And instead of spelling out black, B-L-A-C-K, I thought it was Be a Lacy K.
Okay.
So I came home and I was just so excited. And I'm like, it's B-L-A-C-K, B-L-A-C-K, B-L-A-C-K. And she's like, yeah, that song's not about you, sweetie. I'm so sorry to break it to you.
Oh, that is so sweet.
Someone else said, my daughter once said arts and crafts instead of arts and crafts. And she said it in front of her kindergarten teacher. This blew my mind. I just recently learned how to say Massachusetts. No, I just said it wrong. That's how I used to say it. Massachusetts instead of Massatootsit. Hold on. How do you say it?
Massachusetts? Is that right?
That's I didn't think Massachusetts. Massachusetts is how you say it.
Really?
I think so.
Oh. Well,
I'm also tired, so no telling.
I don't know if I've ever distinguished one from the other. I probably have heard most people say Massachusetts, right? Is there a CH in there?
So I'm not stupid for saying that?
I don't think so. I say it that way. Well, I mean, we're both stupid.
Let me see if this works. Hold on. Very high tech over here. How do you spell it? Come on. There we go.
Massachusetts.
Oh.
Never mind.
Massachusetts.
How'd you slow it down?
I don't know. Okay, scratch that. I had a source somebody tell me it was Massachusetts.
Well, I don't know about that either. Massachusetts.
My sources are wrong. My sources are very wrong.
Who's correcting you?
It was Greg Jake many years ago.
He doesn't know.
I know. And I take everything as fact. So you tell me something and I'm just like, well, that's got to be true because I don't know any difference. So... Have your kids ever told on you for anything?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
What are they telling you for?
Well, they like to tell my mom things that they think I've done wrong. But I'm so honest because I'm afraid that I'm going to get caught in a lie or whatever. So whenever I'm busted, I'm just like, yeah, so I did. I can't think of anything specifically, though. It's just... My mom was like, oh, the kids told me this because they spend a lot of time with her on the weekends whenever me and Josh have anything that we need to do. I can't think of anything specific.
I know that Heaven does not know about sarcasm. And she was with us one Christmas and she couldn't have any dessert because she didn't finish her dinner. And I went to go give her dessert, not knowing she couldn't have any. And I said, hey, do you want some of this? And she goes, oh, I can't. I didn't have dinner. And I was like, ooh, I wouldn't have said that. I would have just taken the dessert. Well, then she goes back and tells my parents later. She goes, I think Lacey lies. My parents are like, what does she lie about? And she told her, but she has absolutely no concept of that at all.
That's so sweet.
Well, thank you for listening to Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips with me, Lacey G, and my bestie,
Amy Nichols. And be sure to subscribe to iTunes and Google Play.
And while you're there, you can subscribe to us, which is exactly what you just said. You can also leave us a little nice message, maybe even a rating. And hit us up on our socials, Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips on Facebook, Loose Lips Hips on Twitter. Let us know if you have any suggestions on how we're living life or what we should do or what should we do next. That wasn't a very well put out sentence, thought out sentence. Sorry, I'm tired. And keep your hips loose
and lips hip.
Thanks for listening. Put some sugar on me in the name of love. Put some sugar on me. Go fire me up.
I didn't know those were the lyrics.
Yeah. You didn't know that?
Not all of them.
Oh.
I know pour some sugar on me.
Did you know the dance move was to throw off your headphones and start shaking your head and your butt feathers? Bye.
She's a big old stripper.